Welcome to the Working Genius Podcast, where we discuss anything and everything related to the six types of working genius and how it impacts your work and your life. I'm Pat Lencioni. I'm your host today, joined by Cody Thompson, my co-host. How are you doing today, Cody?
This is going to be a fun one, Pat. I'm excited.
Yes, it is. Tracy Noble's on. How are you doing, Trace?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
And we've got Matt Lencioni, our engineer. How you doing, Matt? Matt nods his head. All righty. Today's topic is what, Cody?
I have no idea. You guys tell me. You haven't told me.
I have no idea. No, it's actually called the elevator pitch. And it comes from, and Cody doesn't know anything about this. We are going to treat Cody like a member of the audience. And we, Tracy and I, and Matt's going to jump in maybe, are going to talk about a meeting we had yesterday about what is really the essence of the working genius model. Because we've been dealing with this now for 15 months. And, you know, we have an amazing number of people that have taken it and lots of feedback. But we've learned so much since that time. And we're preparing our new book to come out in September. And there's a lot of things that we're working on. And we finally said, what is this that we have here? What's the most important thing about working genius? And so we came up with an elevator pitch that we want to share with Cody and with all of you, because many of you are practitioners or users of this, and you're sneezers, as they say. You're sharing it with other people. And I know even when people come up to me and say, hey, what's the deal with the six types of working genius? Sometimes I'm like, well, it's kind of one of these things and one of these things, and it has a little bit to do with this. And we thought it's about time that we really settled on the message around the six types of working genius. So we thought you would benefit from a summary of last night's meeting, because, you know, you guys are all insiders. In fact, we got a great email today from somebody saying that they feel like they're an insider when they're doing the working genius. They feel like they're part of the team that developed this. And we love it that so many of you feel like that. All right. Oh. So you ready for this, Cody?
I can't wait. I feel like an outsider, so I can't wait to get in on the inside now.
Very good. Very good. So here's the essence of it. The very first thing, the most important message that we realized is the six types of working genius gives you an instant understanding of yourself. And mm-hmm. instant is really important, because unlike other tools that you kind of get it and you got to read about it and you got to do this, when people take this assessment, they look at the results and they're like, oh my gosh, this is why I love this, or this is why I hate this, or this is why I annoy people, or this is why people are always asking me for this. It's an instant self-discovery. That is the number one thing. But then the second thing that comes right after that would be, it's also about the kind of work you should do and the kind of work you probably want to avoid. Because that's one of those big things. People are like, oh my gosh, if I never do those two things again, or I do them very little, that's going to change my life. And if I lean into those things, it's going to change my life. So that's the second one. First of all, just an immediate discovery about who I am. And secondly, about the kind of work we should do and avoid. Mm-hmm. Okay. Third and finally, it's about how teams can get much more done by tapping into the diverse skill sets of the people on their team. So most people listening to this would say, well, that doesn't sound all that new or insightful. But the problem was we didn't know what to lead with, because half the time we'd say, well, it's actually a productivity tool. It's actually about getting work done. It's actually just a theory. It's actually an assessment. It's that, you know, and it was always so confusing. So how did I do, Tracy?
You did great. You know, we're trying this on for the first time, but I think you captured the essence of what we tried to synthesize yesterday, because we were all over the map. You know, this tool is simple, yet it's deep. And there's everything in between. And we really wanted to try to capture the essence. So Cody, I'm curious, what do you think?
Well, I love it. I mean, I love this because I get to use my discernment. You guys brought something to me to evaluate. And I will say this, I remember the first time, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, where I was out, we had just had a baby. You guys had done some of the model discovery without me, which I will regret for the rest of my life. Not being out for my baby, but just not being there for the conversation. But one of the things that resonates so much with what you just said was when you showed me the model the first time, the reason that it resonated was I knew what I was immediately. Like we didn't even have the assessment. It was like, oh, I bet. And we didn't even at the time know that you only got two. You know, right. We were just like, wow, here are the six stages of work. And we seem to like some of them and not others. And I was like, boy, I bet I'm that one and that one. Mm-hmm. And so that immediate discovery piece, I think, is totally true. So
right.
I love that initial proposition for
that's
sure.
That's great to hear.
I think it's interesting because the latter two, I think, are great. But I think back to a conversation after we had started making the assessment. We were actually wondering, how do we go to market with this tool? Is it a teamwork tool? Like, should we pitch it as you should do this with your team? Or should we position it as this is individual self-discovery that we hope leads to teams? Because it has such an immediate and deep impact for both. And so I do love that we go all the way from the immediate aha to the type of work that you love and you should not, and stuff that you should avoid. And then you have to get to the team section. So I love all that.
Yeah, exactly. And the hard thing about this is what we were talking about last night is if we want to present all of it up front, we're going to end up presenting none of it well.
Yep.
And so the first thing is, hey, in 20 minutes, which is literally the 10 minutes it takes to take it and the 9.5 minutes it takes to look at your results and maybe do a little bit of looking, you're going to say, holy Toledo, this nails me. And yeah. And it answers that question, does the world need another tool? And we've always said, you know, we love the Myers-Briggs and DISC and all these other things, but there's not another one that's so quick, immediately understandable, and applied to something that the very next day you're going to be doing, which is your work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Immediate understanding of yourself, better understanding of the work you should do and shouldn't do, and immediate benefits to how your team can get more done by tapping into one another's skill.
Yeah. And I do think this is such an important conversation because I love that you called it the elevator pitch, because there are some times when I'm using Working Genius, I think of it sort of like a Rubik's Cube or a Codex or something, because it does so much that you like often will say, hey, what problem are you having? And somebody will talk about their relationship or their meetings are bad. And you're like, oh, I can solve that. It's all the same solve. It's all Working Genius. But what do you lead with? And I love that you have to distill down what we lead with. And that is this immediate understanding, this, and it's liberating as soon as you get that, when you opt right in. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours today. Anyone who's ever met him knew he was an inventor on steroids. And then, but he's like a coach with students. And so he does his own, like he has spent his entire life. Yeah. Matt.
Matt in Idaho. Oh yeah. He's amazing.
And he said, he's an IE. He goes, oh, I love that. I am an inventor. I come up with things and I want to help kids. And so this explains immediately how he was wired. He's like, so I make all this content and I do all these courses to help kids get through school. I'm an IE. And I was like, wow, that's exactly what we're looking for, is that you opt into that right away.
Isn't that interesting? So yeah, this is fascinating. I mean, this episode is really an insider look at how we're processing everything. And we also ask the question, what's the moment? What's the key moment? And it's that aha people have when they see their type and they say, oh my gosh. And actually, when they see their pairing and their description of their pairing, that's a big aha as well.
Totally.
So that's a really critical part of this.
Tracy, I'm going to ask you, do you remember your aha? Because I have one. I just feel like I've talked too much. But I'm curious, like, when you did this, was there a media aha that you could actually, like, think about? That's a moment that you remember?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think my aha when I saw my results at first was the fact that I was not a T. So I spent my life in the world of tenacity, and it was not filling me up. And I always thought, because I was decent at it, that that was my genius. And knowing that my geniuses were in discernment and enablement gave me such relief and just clarity, like, oh my gosh, I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And we can't over rely on you for that. We thought that was in your sweet spot, and it helped us go, oh, we're stressing her out.
Yep.
Exactly. And then the whole discernment piece, I think everyone would say, oh, ask Tracy, go to Tracy with this. And that was so clarifying for me. And it was one of those things that I'm like, oh, that's where that comes from. It's my discernment.
And see,
so that was fantastic.
And that's not super, that's not yet practical, like the work stuff or the team stuff. It's more like you just needed to go, hey, that's how God made me. And finally, I have confirmation of that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, I'm no longer feeling guilty. I'm not lazy. I just don't have any tea.
Yeah.
Right? Cody and I share that big aha.
Well, Cody, I know your aha, but tell us again.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's funny. I do think there's an aha in the realization of your gifts, but it's equally an aha moment to realize, oh, that's not one that I thought was or that people expected from me, because mine was, I have so much peace knowing that I'm not an inventor as a genius. It's a competency. And I had lived my whole career essentially thinking, because I lived in the discernment space, people thought, oh, he's kind of an idea guy, but I wasn't an idea guy. And then they would go to the whiteboard and do the invention thing. And I would be like, oh, this doesn't feel great. And now that I get to just sit in, it's very peaceful and comforting and invigorating to sit in my area of genius and go, hey, bring me your ideas, because I'm really good at knowing which one is the right one, you know? Yeah.
You know, Cody, as we were talking, I just had an insight, because not a day goes by that in my home, Laura and I, my wife, don't mention our working genius. Like, but not just because, well, she's like, oh, I'm a WI. That's why I can't do that very well. I need help. And I think we need to make sure that that's clear. This is one of those things you will look at and use every single day in the course of getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us do that. We see ourselves in that way and we go, oh, that's why this is going to be hard for me for the next 2 hours. Now I know. Mm-hmm. Now I have a question for Matt, and that is this, because he is the one guy here who was involved with Tracy in writing the questions and doing all those things. And Matt, you actually changed your type as we were developing it. You thought you were a DE like Tracy, and then you became to the conclusion you were a WD. How did that happen, and why do you think, is that something that W's sometimes aren't really aware that they're a W?
Well, I think so. Definitely. I think it's a W thing, but I don't know if you remember, even before I thought I was a DE, I thought I was a DG. When I was still in school and I came home and you bothered me with the whiteboard and explained this new model, I thought I was a DG because I held a couple of leadership roles.
Captain and president of your lacrosse team and the president of your fraternity. So we thought, well, naturally, he must be a DG. He must like telling people what to do.
Yeah. And so my aha moment with that was when, you know, we got more explicit about clarifying that it was about energy and joy and fulfillment, it became really obvious that I wasn't a DG because I was exhausted. And I think that's a W thing. I think it's, you know, poking holes in things, just pondering it. And I could spin between each one, why it might be it, why it might not be it. But yeah,
that nuance thing.
I also share the aha moment that you and Cody had, just, oh, I'm not lazy.
That's the common theme with all of us. It's so interesting that our aha moments were around outside of our working geniuses.
Yeah.
But yours, it was the same thing. Your aha was that, oh my gosh, I'm not a G.
I was giving a speech to a bunch of consultants recently about working genius. And I told them that this came about because I was G-ing all the time and I don't like to. And I said what they were thinking. I said, you're thinking, but you look like a G. I'm up here on stage and I'm talking about it. I said, but if I had to come back tomorrow and make sure you were using it, I would die. And so I look like a G because I like to present things, but follow-up crushes me. And for years, I was doing that, and I just never understood why it was robbing me of my energy. And I think, Matt, something you just said, which is really important that we need to make sure we always say, it's about, when I said before about immediate understanding of yourself, really it's immediate understanding of what gives you joy and robs you of joy. Who in the world wouldn't want to know what that is?
I think that is exactly right. And in fact, one thing I'll note about Matt's switching of his letters was actually not just helpful for him, it was helpful for me. I shared a desk with Matt. We had a lot of shared responsibilities and managed him at a portion of that. And thinking he was a DE, I was asking him to do these things. And then when we switched his letter to WD, Wonder Discernment, it actually changed my expectations of him. It allowed him to live into more of what he brought to the table. And it actually served our team better. And so it is really liberating to get it. You have to get it right. And I think the assessment does a wonderful job of that, but that's the extra little step of go through this, really understand what gives you joy and energy and what it is that you're required to do, whether you're a president of a fraternity or you're a, supposed to be an idea person or you're a tenacity person like we thought Tracy was. It's not the expectation that people put on you. It's what brings, what you're wired for, what gives you joy and energy.
And I think the funny thing about that is actually before I thought I was a, before I realized I was a WD, I hadn't actually taken the assessment.
Right.
you just developed it.
Yeah. I thought I knew everything.
I love that. Yeah. And who doesn't want that immediate insight and relief? I mean, that is just, it's incredible. It's like, it sells itself.
So here's what I love about the elevator pitch as the audience here is like, this gives us a really finite way of communicating what this is about. And then it's sort of like an iceberg, which is, hey, if you buy into that and that sounds interesting to you, definitely have this aha around your personality and how you're wired. Definitely understand the work that you enjoy and have more success, you know, faster with fewer pitfalls as my, I stole that from Matt, just Matt Todd. And then the third is, and understand how it works on your team. Now, when someone wants to go below the surface of the iceberg, it still has tremendous implications on your marriage, the way the parenting conversation we had earlier, your meetings, all of these things, your self-awareness as a leader. But that, I love the elevator pitch that gets you interested to be able to go below the surface.
You know, and that's why we're doing this podcast, because there are so many handles on this that it can actually, can when you build the Swiss Army knife and there's like 15 different things, sometimes you're like, just find me a bottle opener. Well, this has it on it. If you just, it's like sometimes it's hard when something does so many different things. You want to know what the main thing is. By the way, I got a story that just came up yesterday. I talked to a woman who said, oh my gosh, I sat down with my 11-year-old daughter and did Working Genius, the assessment. And I explained her some of the terms, and she goes, I did it because I needed to figure out why I didn't like her. And she laughed. She goes, oh, I love my daughter. She's great. But she annoys me sometimes. And she figured out that her daughter got it with a little bit of help, and it nailed her. She goes, my daughter is just like my husband. They annoy me in exactly the same way. Now I know what to attribute it to. And instead of going like, my daughter can be so annoying, she's like, oh no, she's wired like this. Mm-hmm. And both her and her daughter, an 11-year-old, had this insight of like, here's who I am.
Totally. And,
but again, we're not going to lead with that. Like when your children annoy you, take Working Genius. The first thing is get an immediate understanding of yourself, what gives you joy, what robs you of joy, and go from there.
Love it.
And so it would be wrong to make this any longer than this, because an elevator pitch is supposed to be short. But we thought we'd share that with you. We hope that's interesting. Love your feedback. Thanks for getting back to us. When you have something to say, we read them all. And we'll look forward to talking to you next time on the Working Genius Podcast. God bless.